Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Maddie Merrick, an Eckerd College student and the manager of WECX Radio, Eckerd College's student-run radio station. And today, I want to share an important story that affects our community, our pets, and animal welfare across the Tampa Bay. Whether you've adopted a pet here in Pinellas County, volunteered at a shelter, or helped a stray in your neighborhood, this story is for you. Earlier this week, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay and the Humane Society of Pinellas announced they are officially merging, bringing together two of the region's most trusted animal welfare organizations into one unified mission. Starting January 2nd, 2026, they will operate as the Humane Society of Tampa Bay, with a Hillsborough campus and a Pinellas campus. This merger represents a major step forward for animals and families in our area. Sherry Silk, CEO, said it best. Together, we can respond faster to animals in crisis, provide greater access to affordable pet care, and deliver a deeper impact in the communities we serve. But the Humane Society merger isn't the only piece of animal welfare landscape here in Pinellas County, and it's important to understand how all the pieces work together. Pinellas County Animal Services play another vital role. It's the county's open intake shelter, meaning they take in animals without restriction and care for them while also working to safeguard public health and safety. Their mission includes sheltering, adoption services, lost and found assistance, and community education about responsible pet ownership. Located at 12450 Old Merton Road in Largo, this adoption center is open to the public for reclaiming lost pets and finding new forever homes in need. Pinellas County Animal Services also offers services like pet licensing, enforcement for animal concerns, and support for public safety, helping reunite lost pets with their owners and promote responsible care throughout the community. So, how do these pieces work together with the Humane Society merger? Let's break it down. First, it's saving more lives. This merger increases life-saving capacity through expanded veterinary care and coordinated shelter operations. Combined with the county's open admission shelter services, more animals have a better chance of healing, transition, and adoption. Second, it is helping more families stay together. While Pinellas County Animal Services focus on sheltering and reclaiming pets, the newly unified Humane Society will expand affordable vet care, which helps reduce unnecessary surrenders before they happen. Third, it strengthens community outreach. Programs like the Humane Education and TNVR, Trap, Nurture, Vaccinate, Return, will grow with this merger. Supported by public resources and outreach from both the Humane Society and County Services. And finally, it builds a sustainable future for animal welfare in the Tampa Bay. By streamlining operations and eliminating duplication, donor dollars and public funding go further, directly into programs that save and improve lives. This moment isn't just about organization merging. It's about inviting the Tampa Bay community, including all of us here in St. Pete, to be a part of something bigger. As Sherry Silk said, your support will amplify our impact and help us build a more compassionate future together. To learn more about this merger or how to get involved, whether that's adopting, volunteering, donating, or fostering, visit humanesocietytampa.org/bettertogether. Once again, I am your host, Maddie Merrick. Thank you for listening.